Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. For the next few podcasts, we're going to be talking about fear. And we're going to be talking about fear in a few different ways. And today's is maybe the simplest, because we're not really going to be talking about fear at all. We're going to be talking about what life would be like if fear was irrelevant. So I've been a coach for 26 years, and fear is something that comes up again and again. It's one of the 9 core obstacles that I found that people face in their lives. And in many ways, my living as a coach was largely my ability to help people manage their fear, and did this a lot of different ways. We'd confront it, we'd overcome it, we'd lessen it, we'd eliminate it with tools and techniques. But ultimately, there was one thing that I found that was so simple and worked so well that I would go back to it again and again. And basically, people would tell me about the project they were most interested in working on or the situation that they were struggling with the most. And I would ask them, well, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And they'd go, but I am afraid. And I'd go, yeah, but what would you do if you weren't afraid? And you know, at some point, one of us would stop behaving like a 6-year-old and answer the question. And I never could stop acting like a 6-year-old. I had to keep asking the question. And the action steps that would emerge when somebody would answer that question, when they'd really take the time to stop and think, well, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? They were inevitably actionable. And in retrospect, they were usually common sense. So in a funny way, the most effective technique I ever found for dealing with fear involved ignoring it completely and carrying on as if it wasn't there. And what's interesting about that is it actually is kind of true that when we begin to recognize that the feeling of fear is made of thought, like every other feeling that we have, well, the specific content of our fearful thoughts isn't that relevant. It's no more relevant to moving forward on something than the shape of a cloud is to whether or not an airplane can fly through it. Because when it comes to the practical aspects of getting stuff done, fear isn't an obstacle and it isn't a guide. It's an irrelevance. It's an occasional distraction. The truth is, when you go after something, particularly something you've never done before, sometimes you'll feel scared and sometimes you won't. But we've got this idea that it might be necessary or maybe it would be helpful to really know what it is that we're scared of and to do something about it. But that's an artifact of an outside-in misunderstanding. That's a sort of a leftover superstition based on the idea that things outside of us can have a direct impact on our state of mind. That something outside of us could block or give us access to our own infinite creative potential. And I don't know about you, but I still feel fear on a regular basis. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit over the next couple of podcasts about fearlessness and about how I see fear now. But for the most part, when somebody says, I'd love to do this, but I'm scared, to me, that's like saying, I'd love to do this, but there's somebody in the room wearing a red shirt, and I just can't do anything if there's somebody in the room wearing a red shirt. Now, again, I'm going to make an assumption here that you don't make a lot of concessions in your life to confront or avoid people wearing red shirts. You don't have a mantra that you chant, see the person in the red shirt and do it anyway. Well, there's no need to make any particular accommodation or to particularly confront or avoid the feeling of fear. So here's a couple of things I've noticed. How big or small a fear appears is mostly a function of how much thinking you have about it, and nothing to do with the content of the fear. I've worked with people with genuine phobias of Jell-O and popcorn. And I've worked with people, this one guy in particular, this is actually the guy I'm thinking of. I didn't even work with him. I just met him at the TED Talk, and he was a ski jumper. And his pet trick was to go backwards off like a 100-foot jump, I think it was, and do a 540 backflip twist. Basically, he went backwards off a 100-foot jump and did flips while twisting around 1.5 times before landing. And when we asked him, my son and I, like, aren't you scared? He said, yeah, I love it. And it just was no big deal to him. When you see that all fear is thought in the moment, then those fearful thoughts just flow through you. And there's a sort of an innate fearlessness that begins to come through. And we'll talk more about that fearlessness in the next podcast. But for today, I'll kind of leave you with one of my favorite quotes about the voices inside your head. And they just kind of point to the fact that fearful thoughts don't have any more useful information about the world than amused thoughts or curious thoughts or any other thoughts. And the Zen teacher Sherry Hooper said, that voice inside your head is not the voice of God. It just sounds like it thinks it is. So have fun, learn heaps, enjoy exploring what you would do if you weren't afraid. And in fact, maybe don't even explore it. Just do it and see what starts to show up in your life. And we'll talk more about it in the next podcast. Bye-bye for now.